There will be an explanation, I promise. Okay, now I have one last story about thankfulness for you. And for that, I'm going to tell you a story about a very unthankful young man. Now, this man's life was pretty comfortable. He had a few chores to do around his father's farm, but nothing really too strenuous. He always had enough to eat, a roof over his head, and his family around him. If anything, maybe he could say his life was a little bit boring, but it was a good life. In fact, his life was a lot like this donut here. It was pretty good. If you didn't have a donut, then you'd think this donut was okay. The problem was, the son, through some means or other, maybe a visitor came to stay and told him about the big city. Maybe he visited himself once and he saw what looked like a far more glamorous existence. And all at once, he thought that life should be more than this. Life should be more like this. And once he had that fixed in his head, all he could see was the dull existence of this life with no jam in the middle. And it was not what he wanted life to be. And he decided he had to have, much like my daughter right now, the fancy donut, and he wanted it now. Okay. The boy told his father he was leaving, and he wanted all the money that he would get when his father died. Hang on, let me for a second. There's some more grasses. Don't worry. Okay, so he went off to the big city to find this fancy donut life he thought existed for him away from home. Now, for anyone here, does that ring any kind of bell? Rather than being thankful for what he did have, he actually made himself unhappy by focusing on a kind of life that didn't even exist. It was just his impression of what another life could be, somewhere away from home. He threw away appreciating the life he had and traded it in for things that weren't really real. Life for him, from that point on, just a life of selfishness, of wasting his father's money on things that didn't even matter. Now, surprise, surprise, the money ran out. And to make things worse, a famine came to the whole land, so nobody had enough to eat. Everything the son had taken for granted, he suddenly, in an instant, came to appreciate, and he decided that he would go home after all. Not as his father's son, not the man he'd been, but just as a hired helper, because they had a far better life than the one that he had by the time he'd managed to find his only job living amongst and feeding pigs on a farm. So, and when the son, having decided to do this, he sets off for home, he comes in sight of his house at last, and he sees this figure running towards him in the distance. Is it someone who's come to chase him away? To attack him for daring to come back? But as the figure comes closer, he realizes it's his dad with a huge smile on his face. And you may have noticed, I have changed my outfit. I'm afraid I don't have robes like his father would have had. So this is the best I could do at short notice. But one thing you need to know is the father in the story was a very dignified older man in charge of lots of people, probably owned hundreds, if not thousands, of livestock. It was not dignified for a man like that to run. And even more than that, if you are wearing robes and you have to run, what you don't do is just run as you are. You have to basically, and I'm sorry if this causes any of the ladies in the church to stumble, I can only apologize. You have to lift, that wasn't that funny. You have to lift your trousers up and make sure your legs are free to run. But unfortunately, one thing you definitely never, ever do is show bare legs in that culture. You can't do it. You don't do it. It was an absolute no-no. But there was the father, robes up around his knees, running in a way he probably hadn't for the last 30 years, to get to his son and grab him up in his arms to welcome him home. The thing was, the father could have focused on all sorts of other things. He could have focused on how his son let him down, all the money that had been lost, and how things would probably be tougher for everyone because he'd given away half of the farm and, you know, all that money that the son had just squandered. He could have watched from a window and just ignored him. He could have chased him away as a lost cause, but he doesn't. He's just thankful for his safe return. And he's thankful to the point where his dignity is forgotten. It completely goes out of the window. My costume change is trying to get the point across of how ridiculous a sight it would be for this landowner, this pillar of the community, would have seemed to people who respected him. Think of like the sternest head teacher that you ever had. Just running along with kind of robes above his knees, running in his pajamas through the streets. Me going from a shirt and tie to pajamas in front of you probably actually doesn't get that close to it. And the biggest thing we can be thankful for this morning, even if we feel there's absolutely nothing else, is that that is how God feels about us. So when we go wrong or lose sight of him or go our own way, God is longing for us to come back to him. And when we do, he's like that father running towards us with complete abandon of what is dignified, what is proper, to just wrap us up in his arms and welcome us home as his children. So if you're ever praying this type of prayer, this adoration, confession, thanksgiving prayer, and things are really tough, things are really bad, that should be one thing that should get you started. And I'm sure things will develop from there. Like the sun, we've all got things to point to where we feel that our life is more like this. The excuses why we're not happy, why things might have been better in the past, things are going to be better in the future. But you'll struggle to be happy unless you are thankful for what you do have and what is good in your life. And by being thankful to God in both prayer, but also more than that, in life as a whole, as an attitude, you are giving yourself a far better chance of finding peace, acceptance, and happiness within even the most challenging situations. Right? I think I ought to eat a donut or two.